remember last offseason, all those questions. Is JJ going to be half the player he can be? Is JJ going to be able to come back? He's got a back injury. I think when he buried that guy to end the game at Cincinnati, that answered nice. One little question.
Yeah.
But let's go back to New England. He gets a tackle for loss, mm-hmm. follows it up on the next play with a tackle for loss.
Yep.
This is like the opening drive. And then right there along the goal line, he gets another guy. It looks like a third tackle for loss, but it was like at the line of scrimmage. And then after that, the Patriots said, okay, let's put more than one blocker on him. And he was slaloming through guys the rest of the game.
Well, I mean, the thing about it, Drew, is he has to do that on the regular. Since probably about, late 2011, yeah. JJ taking on a ton of blocks. There's no question about it. But to me, this is one of my favorite plays of JJ. I mean, we haven't seen JJ play a lot.
Yeah.
But this is one of my favorite plays the entire year. And you see the Patriots, as you mentioned, they come out at the 10-yard line, and they've got 22 personnel, meaning two tight ends right here, two backs, one, two. And they're just going to want to power. They're going to run a little gap play, a little power play. So they're going to block down, pull the guard around here, and they should have something with Gillislee. But they got to try and block JJ, who's right here. Now, what's great about this play, we'll watch from this angle, he disappears. Watch this, double team, and he's gone. This play should go. He should pop up in the hole here. Gillislee should make him miss and get in the end zone. This is the way this play is supposed to go.
Yep.
But then you'll see, whoa, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out from the end zone side because you can see us a little bit better. Here's JJ right here. And he's in a four-eye. So he's in the inside of the tackle, what we call four-eye. Now watch this. Immediately, as soon as he feels a double team, JJ does what a defensive lineman is supposed to do. Watch. He'll just go to a knee. This is awesome. He just goes to a knee because he knows he's getting double teamed. So, worst case, he's going to tie up these two guys, and then Bernardrick and Zach can come make the play. But JJ says, nah, superhuman. Look at him push both these guys off.
And there's a third guy coming, too.
And then Mason's pulling around, and so he's going to take him and knock him off and then go make the tackle. So he takes out two blockers, the puller, and then makes the tackle. Now, he doesn't get a tackle for a loss for this, but how awesome is that? That was after back surgery. That was after all the questions. Is he going to be the real JJ? I mean, that's impressive.
I miss JJ Watt.
I do too. I mean, look at Clowney, that dude. Cunningham's ready to go. Bernard, I mean, this is really good team defense. But, man, this play was all about 99, man. That is just, that's awesome. He got a tackle for that. He didn't get a tackle for a loss or a sack. That was an impressive play.
And from the rest of that was the first drive. The rest of the game, he has like three, sometimes four guys dedicated to him.
Yep.
The rest of the game.
And you can see here, three guys dedicated to him, and they still don't go anywhere. And Brady essentially got them into that play, thought they had something with the double team there,
yeah.
And it went really nowhere.
It's an extraordinary player making an extraordinary play.